Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2484, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. And we're now giving away an Optimal Living Daily workbook to you free of charge if you send in a relevant question. So be sure to send one in before we run out. Now, we can only do this if your address is in the U.S. for now, but we're happy to send a digital version if you're outside of the U.S. You can email a relevant health-related question to health@oldpodcast.com. And with that, let's hear today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Mary Malia writes, "Hey, Dr. Neil. In 2021, I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's thyroiditis, an autoimmune disorder that attacks the thyroid gland. I came across some research that said eliminating inflammatory foods from the diet can reduce Hashimoto's symptoms, such as fatigue and joint pain. Do you have any nutritional or lifestyle advice pertaining to Hashimoto's or other autoimmune conditions?" Thank you so much for taking the time to send in your question, Mary Malia. I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis. Now, for those that may not know, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, I'll just abbreviate that to Hashimoto's from now on, is, as Mary Malia said, an autoimmune condition that attacks the thyroid gland specifically. Now, an autoimmune condition means that for some reason, usually an unknown reason, the body is attacking its own healthy cells. In this case, the body is attacking healthy cells in the thyroid gland. The thyroid gland is found in the front of the neck, and it's super important for overall health because it has lots of important functions like secreting hormones that help keep our metabolism going. It helps regulate body temperature and regulate the way the heart beats and so on. So if the thyroid gland is being attacked, that means it won't be able to perform these functions as well. And that means over time, a person with Hashimoto's often ends up with hypothyroidism, which basically means the body doesn't produce enough thyroid hormones. What's interesting is that this condition is much more common in those that were genetically identified at birth as female, and no one really knows why. So again, because the body is attacking the thyroid gland, it's destroying healthy cells that help with metabolism, body temperature, the heart, and so on. So the common symptoms then are fatigue, weight gain, feeling cold more often, and even joint pain or muscle pain. There are medications that can help with Hashimoto's, but usually these medications help restore the balance of thyroid hormones in the body, which relieve a lot of the symptoms. But when it comes to diet, there are some recommendations. The first thing is to beware of consuming too many foods that contain iodine. The body needs iodine to make thyroid hormones, but depending on your health history and any medications currently being taken, your doctor may recommend watching your iodine intake. Iodine is most often found in foods that come from the ocean, like fish, shellfish, kelp, algae, seaweed, and so on. Also, some forms of table salt contain iodine. Also, talk to your doctor or your dietitian about foods made from soy. Soy and products made from it, like tofu and soy milk, can interact with thyroid medications. So sometimes a doctor may not recommend consuming soy and soy-based products around the time you take your thyroid medications. It may also be helpful to avoid these foods specifically: cauliflower, broccoli, bok choy, and cabbage. That's because these foods can aggravate Hashimoto's. Okay, so what about anti-inflammatory foods specifically? They are absolutely worth a try as long as your healthcare team approves of them. As of now, there is no specific diet that healthcare professionals recommend to those with Hashimoto's. So I'll talk about foods that in general have been shown to be beneficial for those with an autoimmune disease. A number of well-designed studies have found that whole grains have anti-inflammatory properties. Other helpful foods include beans and lentils, green leafy vegetables like spinach and kale. But here's the catch. For those with Hashimoto's, a high fiber diet may make the condition worse. So there's no need to overconsume these foods. Again, we're talking whole grains, beans, lentils, and green leafy vegetables. Omega-3 fatty acids can also be helpful for autoimmune conditions, but be sure they do not contain iodine, especially since marine sources of omega-3 fats tend to be the best for helping with autoimmune disease. So fatty fish like salmon, mackerel, trout, herring, and halibut are great. But again, these fish may also contain iodine. So it might be worthwhile looking for a quality omega-3 supplement that doesn't have any iodine in it. Now, dishes that are prepared using something else, turmeric, like curries, may also reduce inflammation. There have actually been a number of studies on the effects of turmeric and its role in preventing systemic or whole body inflammation and helping those with autoimmune disease achieve remission. Turmeric is that bright yellow spice that's often used in, again, Eastern dishes like curries. You can actually supplement with turmeric too. Just be sure to do your research before buying a specific product. And, of course, to sound really repetitive, talk to your doctor or your healthcare team about specific dosing. And, of course, with turmeric and all the foods I just mentioned, we want to make sure that your healthcare team is on board to make sure that none of these foods or any supplements you decide to take will interact with your medications or aggravate your condition.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And I wish you all the best, Mary Malia, and thank you so much for taking the time to send in your question. And if you want to get your hands on our Optimal Living Daily Workbook and have your question answered right here on the show, send one in. You can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. If you want to send in one via audio, just come by our website, oldpodcast.com/ask, to record from your computer. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is country code 161-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.